What you're about to experience are my opinions and truths. I'm suggesting their possibilities for you to consider, in which you can then come up with your own logical conclusions.
Got a surprise especially for you. Something that both of us have always wanted to do. Waited so long, yeah, waited so long. Waited so long, waited so long. I'm gonna take you on a trip so far from here. I've got 2 tickets in my pocket, my baby will disappear. Waited so long, waited so long. You waited so long, you waited so long. Tickets to paradise. Won't you pack your bags? We'll leave tonight. I've got 2 tickets to paradise. I've got 2 tickets to paradise.
Welcome out, everyone. All of you great decoders around the world, wherever you may be, male and female, always. My name is Logan, your tour guide, and this is Decode Your Reality. And today we're going to be breaking down and decoding some paradise. Got the song playing in the background, a cover song by the late and great Eddie Money, 2 Tickets to Paradise. And it's from this artist right here, Jake Thistle. I wanted to give credit to this young man. Very amazing rendition for the acoustic version of 2 Tickets to Paradise. And ladies and gentlemen, I have some groundbreaking material that I will be sharing with all of you during this presentation. So I hope it gets a lot of views, because I'm going to show you a new methodology using astrology along with the cards and alchemy to use for your decoding efforts. And it's absolutely amazing, ladies and gentlemen. I literally am working on this presentation right here on the Great Pyramid of Khufu. And this is the methodology right here. I'm going to be sharing this with you. It is absolutely amazing. So I'm going to be sharing it and releasing it for this Decode Paradise Decoded. So, ladies and gentlemen, put on a pair of headphones, block out the outside world. I promise you this one's going to blow you away. Once again, showing you a predestined scripted reality. I don't know how else to chalk it up any other than that way that I just said it. So let's start with this right here. Here's the song, right? 2 Tickets to Paradise. I don't remember how I started to decode this. Somebody, I think it was a fellow decoder that mentioned this song. So if it was you that mentioned it in the comment, I think that's what it was. Thank you so very much. I have so much information coming from decoders, I just forget, you know. But if it was you that put this in a comment, I believe that's what it was. Thank you so very much. So it really began with you, and I was like, oh, 2 Tickets to Paradise. I love that song. So, you know, I'm going to start off with the length of the song. I'm going to start off with the length of the song and why I have the devil with the pitchfork standing on top of Neptunium. Because, you know, Neptunium, ladies and gentlemen, Neptune carries the trident, which clearly is the pitchfork of the devil. Neptune owning the house of Pisces, the 12th and the last sign. Now, how I got this was I did the length of the song off the album. So we did, it's got 3 minutes, 60 times 3, 180, and then we add the seconds on the back end, and we have 237, and there it was. And this is interesting because now we have a connection to the sun being 93 million miles away. Is it just Neptune, the sea monster? That's what it's called. Well, Poseidon. Well, there you have a clue. But let's go into the charts and the cards of illumination to bring this home, to show you the picture of what it means to go to paradise. Two tickets to paradise. Won't you pack your bags and leave tonight? I'm telling you, this is spirit saying, hey, I'm going to go take a vacation down to earth. Or God saying, I'm going to go down and experience earth. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen. And we're being used as avatars for the experience. But anyway, here it is. See, 93 protons is Neptunian's element here. And so we don't have a card to represent the 93. So we have to reduce down. And the methodology for getting any number and getting a card linked to it, you just subtract 52 for a total amount of 52 cards in a deck until you get to 52 or below. So 93, we just reduce it down one time and we get to that number 41. And then we take that number and we grab solar spread number 41. I'm going to leave the description for the link that you can click on to find all the solar spreads. Every year these change, these cards move around. And it's an amazing system. It's an oracle in itself. And it has all the stories in it telling you exactly how this reality works. And this was obviously a humdinger here. So we go to space 41 off solar spread 41 by subtracting the 93 by 52 to get 41. And look at what's sitting in space 41. It's the Seven of Hearts. It converts into the picture, the Seven of Cups. This is the remote control of God, I like to call it. This is spirit saying, okay, I'm going to pack my bags and leave tonight. I got two tickets to paradise. It's called Earth. That's why I showed all the pictures in the beginning. So enticing to come here. And this is the choice. Like, where are you going to go on vacation? I don't know. Where do we want to go? Two tickets to paradise. It's so blatant. It's so funny to me. So very funny. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep going. Let's get into the first topic now, paradise. Let's break this whole thing down. That was kind of the intro. Let's get into the paradise topic right here and break down the song by Eddie Money, as I've done so, I've done this so many times now, right? Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, Twisted Sister. I mean, I've broken down so many songs already now, and this one is no different. So, two tickets to paradise. This guy was being used to sing it. I know he probably was singing it about a girl, but I'm telling you, it's all about chasing ass down here. This is the fallen angel story, incarnating to hump the women and et cetera, et cetera. All these stories are written into the code of this reality, folks. So two tickets to paradise. And when he first says it right here, first writes it in here, line number 9. Now, did he plan this way? Like, I got to get it at line number 9. I mean, do these people know that? My answer is no. No way. Nope. Ain't happening. Line number 9. Why line number 9? There it is. I got two tickets to paradise. What is paradise? Sin. Let's go sin. Let's go sin. Your spirit, and you're like, let's go sin. Let's go on vacation. Let's go have fun. What do people do on vacation? They let loose. They go crazy. They do things they normally wouldn't do. I'm on vacation. Spirit into matter, folks. The number 9, when you say it, is 16. And this leads into the sin wave right here, which I've already shown already, right? The sin wave, the sine wave, the serpent wave. Serpent being 16, where the original spelling came from Hebrew in the story. 16 matches hell. 16, the 16th element, sulfur, fire, brimstone, going down into hell, going on vacation. There's the 9 and 16 getting, you know, tossed out of, you know, heaven, if you will. And you're now going on vacation. And it's just so interesting that the word sin is directly matching the word Eve. Not just in the total outcome, but the actual single digit. Sin is 315, Eve is 135. Eve was the first one to sin. Accident? Of course not, folks. It's all in the damn story. Two tickets to paradise. Adam and Eve, two. the pair going down into the sin wave. So the pattern of the sun, by the way, that's for a different story. So let's get some more support here to get the picture of what this means of paradise decoded. So since it's line nine, item number nine, I'm going to get the ninth card in the cards of illumination, 52 cards. This is card number nine, the nine of hearts. And now I got to get the picture of that. So we convert it into the tarot and we get card number 45. It's 44/45. If you use the fool twice, it's the most popular way to do it, right? And this is the wish fulfillment card. So think about what I'm showing you. Spirit into matter. I'm going to go on vacation. I've got two tickets to paradise. Nine is the sin wave, the sine wave. Eve making that choice first, getting down in hell, the vacation earth. And now you have all your wishes, hopes, and dreams being fulfilled. Wish fulfillment, the nine of cups. And this 45 is so amazing because it links in numerology to the words Pandora's box. And that's what we are in, folks. This is the cosmic joke. I know it's not always roses and Skittle bridges and unicorns and petting zoos and all that. I know it's not all that. But there's an amazing amount of beauty in this reality. You're in paradise. You just got to look for it. This is probably why this is a vacation spot for God or spirit. I mean, if you really think about it, if you created a paradise, wouldn't you come visit it? Of course you would. That's what he was singing about. I'm telling you, these people are being used to sing these songs, to tell us so many different amazing artists to talk about these kinds of things. And that was just one piece of it. So here is the actual song numerology. Two tickets to paradise is a 75. 75 is tied to rhenium. Rhenium is tied to 186, which is tied to the speed of light. It's light into matter. And now you're going to get Lucifer, the fallen angel story. This is Lucifer. It's full numerology from Isaiah 14, verses 12. So think about what I'm showing you here now. Chase an ass, man. Two tickets to paradise. Fallen angel story. Spirit into matter. 75 tied to the speed of light. This is also tied to the zodiac wheel. 7 and 5. Okay. Well, let's keep going and show you a little bit more about how this works, get some pictures. Let's go to solar spread number 75, since this is what the numerology is for two tickets to paradise and Lucifer. And I'm going to look at the word paradise. That's the highlight here. Two tickets to paradise. It's 25. So we go to solar spread 75. We look for where space 25 is. These are all numbered like a bingo chart. And look at what we have in the very center point at that space 25, the seven of cups again. Okay, so we have it twice. We have it up here from the actual length of the song with Neptunium and it converting all the way down to the 41. And now you have the remote control. The choice is like, hey, I'm going to go on vacation. What am I going to choose? Whose body am I going to incarnate into? This game needs players, folks. And I mean, you get two of them in a row like this, it's starting to show a pattern. These are, in my opinion, these are definites. So this is the remote control, God's remote control, spirit into matter. Who am I going to incarnate into? Right here, light into matter. Okay, and then these people sing about it. These people sing about it. So then we're going to go to solar spread number 25. We're going to move to the 25 because paradise is 25. Look at all these words equal 25. And just in Chaldean now, keeping it completely authentic. Paradise 25. What is paradise? Earth. What is earth? The black sun. It doesn't give off any of its own light. She is the black sun. And it's the graveyard. Check out The Zoo, the short story. I broke this all down with a song called The Zoo by the Scorpions. But you're in it. You're in the zoo. The paradise. And in the 25th spot's the Five of Diamonds, card 31. Ride or Die is 31 in numerology. And you convert it to the tarot to get the picture, and just like that, there you go. It's the 69th card in the deck. That's yin-yang, ladies and gentlemen. Paradise is yin-yang. It's good and evil, peace and calamity, dark and light. That's why Isaiah 45 verses 7, if you're of someone of theology, I make peace and create evil. This is the demiurge. 69, the yin yang. Okay? It's hard. You're going to face this. That's why they're outside of a church. Because inside, there's your hope and salvation. Outside, well, you're screwed. You're in the snow. You got crutches. That's what this card's trying to represent. It's right there in the grave. That's why you're going to go in the graveyard one day, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, from paradise to graveyard. This is the stand-up comedian, the cosmic joke of whatever created this reality. That's just my final answer on this. And then we go to the actual 25th card for Solar Spread 25, and we get the Queen of Clubs. And she's the 35th card in the tarot. 35 is tied to the word simulation. The word simulation is 35. So the 25th card, tied to paradise, is actually the simulation overseer, the regulator, the Queen of Wands, with her consort, the King of Wands. She's the Black Sun. The Queen, it's all about the Queen energy, because the Queen is what gives offspring. The Queen of Clubs, the Queen of Wands, sits in space 47, ladies and gentlemen, in Solar Spread 25. Scripted reality. You see how that works? We get the picture. We can keep going. I can keep going on and on and on with this. It's just so simple. Once you have the methodology, you can start to see numerology with the cards, the tarot. Now we're going to get into some mathematics and et cetera, but let's get into the next topic now. We having fun? Let's get into blood. Blood. Again, I've done many on bloodline, blood sun, but here we go again. Two Tickets to Paradise had a B-side to it. It was called Don't Worry. Yeah, don't worry, because you're in paradise. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. It's just so comical. And it's a 113. And I knew what that meant. I knew what 113 meant. Of course, the 113 is the 30th prime number, and 30 is tied to the word scripted. Okay, 113 is the 30th prime number, scripted is 30, but there's more to that. But it's tied to our blood, folks. 113, it's this element. This was a huge find for me personally in my research career. These elements are bridges. We're made up of a lot of these elements. Okay, not this one, but this one was discovered in Japan. Japan's called the land of the rising sun. That's a big red blood cell right on the flag. They're going to say it's the sun. Well, yeah, because we're spirit into matter. This guy right here, he's got a spirit inside of him. It ain't his, though. And he's being used as an artist. He was being used as an artist, the great artist that he was, to write music, to write about how this reality works. And you can clearly see the ridiculousness of this scripted reality. Nihonium comes from the Japanese word called Nihon, which means Japan. And it's a direct match to the 23. Yahweh is 23, by the way. Yahweh. Okay? The demiurge of this reality. And you can see here that the 8 known blood types, you're going to be one of these. I mean, you can tack on the RH factors and all that, but the 8 known blood types, it's 286. And there's the weight of Nihonium. Okay? So when you have two tickets to paradise, you become a human. You become an avatar. You get red blood cells, which have iron in it and the whole nine yards. These are no-brainers, ladies and gentlemen. That's why 23 is called the royal star of the line in numerology. In numerology, it's the luckiest. There is no such thing as luck, but numerologists will tell you, oh yeah, 23 is the luckiest number. 23. It's why Michael Jordan wore it, LeBron James. Okay. All this tied to the demiurge and what's running this reality. And it's many, many, many moving parts. But now let's get into the new methodology, ladies and gentlemen. I have a lot going on. And I want to digress and show you really quickly on the my Photoshop right here. Okay. I'm going to show you with this. How this methodology works. Okay, so what I have here in the middle is the it's not just the 12 zodiac signs, but it's also the nakshatras. See, I'm more of a fan of the Vedic sidereal because you have, and you can overlay it onto tropical, but you have the nakshatras, the 27 nakshatras, which are part of, you know, the influencers of the 12 zodiac signs. They don't sit on the ecliptic. They sit on the inside or outside, the micromanagers, I like to call them. And so what I decided to do just not too long ago was take a 360 degree compass and place it and combine it with this chart. And I put it the 0 degree marker at the 9 o'clock position where Aries is. Now, this is where you get into the Freemasonry and the Royal Arch, because they're going to have the arch with Cancer at the top. Now, obviously, when you study astrology in your chart, it will be flipped. You'll have Aries and Taurus will go down. But this way right here represents kind of the sky. There's a lot of stories in ancient texts about Cancer and the moon being the portal to get in here. This is why I have the 100, this amazing show that was written from Cass Morgan's books, The 100. If you've seen it, it's a great show. And see, ladies and gentlemen, what you can do is you can start to measure numbers and then the opposite number that is going to be connected to the number that you're looking at. And you can just take this, you know, in Photoshop, this is what I have, and you can move this wheel. So any number that you're looking for, you'll be able to get its opposite. And it's just so fascinating because this story of the 100 is about Earth having a nuclear explosion. Earth not being inhabited, so there's a bunch of people that go up in space to an ark. And then after a certain period of time, they send down these teenagers who are prisoners. So now you get into the story of Tartaria or Tartarus in Greek. Are the fallen angels, were they prisoners? Are they paying a penance? There's a song by Foreigner called It's a Long, Long Way From Home. That song right there, in there, go read the lyrics of that song. They're paying a penance. Are they stuck here? Are they just prisoners? Is this their sentence? Earth. Could be. And you'll see that, ladies and gentlemen, from Aries all the way over to Libra, this is all daytime. The rising sign, and then this is all daytime, and then you hit the fall of mankind, and now you start to go into the underworld, which is Scorpio, Sag, Cap, Aquarius, Pisces, and part of Aries, right? So these are the five, and then you have seven, so it's 75, and there's the Lucifer aspect. The 100, ladies and gentlemen, sits right inside the sign of Cancer. Now, Cancer has this constellation, and it's in the form of the letter Y, and I'm going to show you how important this is with the upcoming slides that I have. It's going to blow you away. I'm going to show you connections you've probably never seen before. And then down here we have Capricorn. This is why we have the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn in the equator that separates the two. This is the portal to get in here, according to so much ancient text. And the 100 sits inside the sign of Cancer. Cancer, I mean, is a debilitating disease. Think about the connection between Cancer and maybe a virus that came into this reality in the form of, you know, spirits. That is a possibility. We've talked about this fallen angel story and being the offspring of the fallen angels. The ancient ones who live underground. This is all underworld, ladies and gentlemen. And when you start to move this line on whatever number you want, you're going to start to see some big truth bombs come out. And that's what I'd like to share with you today. And I have this in my upcoming Khufu decoded. So you're not going to want to miss this one. This one is, I'm going to show you the whole mathematical equations using this methodology. So let's get into this right here, and I'm going to start with the blood types. Okay, remember that this song, Two Tickets to Paradise, has the B-side, Don't Worry, and that was 113, and that was this element, Nihonium, which has the 286 for its atomic mass, which was an exact match of the eight blood types, 286. These are no-brainers. Done this so many times. Bloodline, Jack and the... I've done it a lot of different ways to decode it. So we have a lot going on here. So let me just narrate this for you. So I'm going to start with the 286. And it's down here in the underworld. 286 is in the 23rd Nakshatra. 23rd, folks. Do you see what I'm saying? This is so valuable. It's in the 23rd Nakshatra. So you can start to see the connection that that's to me is absolutely undeniable. This system I'm going to be using more and more, and I hope people will catch on and start to use it for their own decoding efforts as well. 286 right there is right on the line of 106. It matches up with 106. And it's tied to the 23rd Nakshatra, and that sits right in between the 9 and the 10. Trying to get this exact is really challenging. But the 106 is tied to these two elements on the periodic table. Again, these are bridges to give us the clue. It's palladium and silver. Silver being tied to the silver screen. You're on television. 46, palladium, palace, Athena. So many different ways to look at this. So we have the 9 and the 10. Leo and Cancer, right in between that line right there. Okay, Cancer, and that's why we have the sun and moon here. Okay, and then perhaps the portal right in between the middle of that. And then at the bottom, once you go down, there's the 106. This is the two base pairs of our DNA, 106, down to 286, and now you get the connecting point of the 8 known blood types right there. Bam! Folks, you can't get any more crystal clear than this. This system works. I promise you, it has a shit ton of value. It has a lot of value. Let's keep going. I'm going to show you more information on this. So now I'm going to shift over to the 46. Why the 46? Because it's tied to the 106. Okay, so I'm going to go to 46. I chose to use palladium because palladium was tied to Ra. Okay, but it doesn't matter, 46, 47. But the 46, the reason why I decided to go with the 46 is because it connects with the 226, marker 226. And 226 is the atomic weight of radium. It's most abundant. This has a 1,600-year half-life. If you watched my, those of you that are on the Patreon, you watched my Beast Decoded, you saw what Ra was connected to. You saw where that 1,600 was. Okay? This is the Great Beast. 46 right here, being in the fifth Nakshatra right here. 46. 23 is going to reduce down to the number 5. 5 just so happens to be the 23rd decimal digit in the string of the golden ratio. How about that? So it sits in the fifth Nakshatra, the space 46, marker 46. Fifth Nakshatra, and 5 is occupied at the 23rd decimal digit, which matches blood. And 46 is tied to palladium, which is tied to the 106, which is tied to the 286, which is tied to our blood. See how undeniable this is? This is so strong, ladies and gentlemen. Massive, 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 massive. So the 226 sits in between the 18th and 19th Nakshatras. See if I can blow this up. There you go. 226 sits in between the 18th and 19th Nakshatra. 18 and 19 is the sun and the moon. And now you have Ra. So what is Ra, folks? Well, I mean, it's the Egyptian sun god, right? But what is it beyond that? Well, there's the marker for it. Sitting in between Scorpio and Sagittarius, or maybe in one of these signs. It's so hard to get this exactly to a T here. And then this marker right here, 46 digits into the golden ratio, marker 46, tied to the blood. Gives us a total of 226. See how that? So I'm using the golden ratio. I'm doing alchemy. And I'm getting this outcome right here, the connecting of the 46 and the 226. Okay. And it's tied to our blood types. I mean, I did the DNA decoded. If you watch my DNA decoded, I showed this 46 digits. And it was tied to palladium, the bridge. Okay. The bridge, 46 and 106. There's the two base pairs of our DNA. Going back to this 106 right here, folks. You see the pattern here? It's so strong and it is so mind blowing. I was so excited to share this with all of you, like my new toy now. But these things are undeniable in my book. So let's get into a big humdinger. Are you ready for this one? Woo! This one blew my mind. So because of the 88, whoops, because of this 88 in Ra being tied to our blood, okay, being tied to our blood, I'm now going to look at the 88. I'm going to go to space 88, the marker 88. There it is. And it's in the sign of Cancer. It's in the nakshatra number 8 called Pushya or Pushyami. And down here at the bottom is marker 268. Now you can add these up and get different layers. It's so expansive. You can just go deep, deep, deep. The great architect of the universe equals 105, tied to masonry. Dubnium made in Russia. It's tied to Capricorn, folks. Now, this is the humdinger, ladies and gentlemen. The reason why I have the snake up there, because you see, 88 is not just the protons of radium. It is the atomic weight of yttrium. Do you see the connection, folks? What is yttrium's first letter? The letter Y. What comes out of a snake's tongue? See the Y there? And then, ladies and gentlemen, this is the constellation of Cancer. Bam! Right there, Cancer. There it is. Cancer is a disease. So you have the story of the serpent, the reptilians. Tied to this, and what is 88 miles an hour? You have time travel here. And you have the constant. This is the letter Y right here. No brainer. Letter Y. 88. This was a huge humdinger right here. And this is the portal to get in, folks. The moon. Clearly. That's what it's saying. Now, to confirm a little bit more of this, we look at the letter Y. The letter Y in the English, the value of the 1 through 26, A through Z, Y is the 25th letter. And it's two tickets to what? Paradise. Paradise. You can do the marker for 25 and get some outcomes, folks. This is unlimited. I mean, there's so many different ways to look at this, but these are no-brainers now in my book. Paradise 25. Remember, this right here is the chromosome that determines what sex someone's going to be. That's a big deal. Y chromosome is the chromosome that decides what you're going to be, male or female. Okay? That's what this Y is. It's pretty fascinating. So the connecting point of the constellation of Cancer, the snake's tongue matching that, and the letter Y matching that with the 88 right there, and 88 is 88 miles an hour, and it's right there through Pushya number 8. Down into number 22 in Capricorn. No brainers, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go a little bit further to get more support with this. How this fits in the story of creation and all the ancient texts. And, you know, like, I'm not saying that these stories are not, oh, there it is. It's the truth. Folks, everything in this reality, this self-contained system, is part of the story. It's just endless. Are there really entities living underground or they're terrestrials? My final answer is 1,000%. They're called the ancient ones. And that's a huge story to talk about. Okay? You got the reptilians in here. You got they live. All this stuff fits in there, ladies and gentlemen. With this new methodology, it gives a whole new light on things. So why I have these here is because 88 is in the 8th nakshatra. And again, this is Vedic sidereal astrology. You can't get this with tropical like this. Well, I mean, you could overlay it. I guess you could, but yeah, you can actually, because it will be the same. It won't matter until it starts to move. But the 8th nakshatra is Pushya. Pushyami. Okay. And it's tied to the element oxygen. This is going to be 15.99. It's going to round up. This is going to be isotope 16. Remember what 16 was? The sine wave. Sin. 8 is the Taurus field. And there's the big portal, the O. O is the 15th letter. 15's the devil card. So many different ways to break this down. And then you come down here at the bottom, why I have titanium, because that 88 is the marker for 268 on the opposite end, and that's in the 22nd nakshatra called Shravana. And 22 is tied to, through alchemy, titanium. And now you get the sons of earth, the titans. That's what this element's named after. And you get Saturn's moon, Capricorn, Saturn, Saturn's moon, Titan. You see that? Just from the nakshatras, folks. Mind-blowing. Saturn, Capricorn, Titan, Titanium, right there. So the sons and daughters of Earth, the Titans, were the offspring of that. And they're all underground. The ancient ones. I'm telling you, this is the way it works, folks. This is shedding so much new valuable information for me. I hope it gives you a lot of clarity for your own decoding purposes. Let's go a little bit further to get more of the story. So not only can we do the alchemy of these nakshatras, but we can now bring in the cards of illumination. And the eighth element tied to Pushya, the eighth nakshatra, is tied to the eighth card on the tarot and the cards of illumination, the eight of hearts. This eight of hearts converts to the eight of cups to get the picture. And this right here, ladies and gentlemen, clearly tells you this is spirit going on a vision quest. This is spirit saying, I'm going to go to paradise. Two tickets to paradise. I'm leaving behind my spiritual body, my ethereal body, and I'm going down to become a human being. I'm going on vacation. This is like vision quest. I mean, you couldn't have picked a better card. And it's all in the charts. And then the card to represent Shravani here is going to be the nine of clubs, the 22nd card in the deck, tied to titanium and the fallen ones. And you get the nine of wands, which is the wounded warrior. And this obviously is another huge monumental piece of the decoding, because ladies and gentlemen, this is the wounded warrior, this card. Now, I want you to think about this. If there are ancient ones living underground, and they've been here for thousands of years, maybe hundreds of thousands of years, who even knows? It would be the wounded warriors. Anybody that has this as their birth card, like the birthright that you have, the genetic markers is a high degree of intelligence, because it's the nine. Nine is the number of repeater. You put any number next to the number nine, it repeats it. And remember what nine is. It equals 16, which equals the sine wave. It's tied to Eve and the sin wave. So any energy that is down here, if it's stuck underground, if it's here and it's been here for a long time, it's the wounded warrior. So it goes down into matter through the portal into oxygen. 21% of the air is oxygen, right? And now these entities are stuck here and they can't get out. And they have this advanced technology, and all these stories can fit into this context now. And you definitely have the Titans and the fallen angel story here. The nines on the chessboard, that's why I have the bishop. It's the bishop. This is why the Bishop of Rome leads the Catholic Church. Over 1 billion. And why the Catholic Church has that serpent stadium. If you're looking at the Vatican, now you can see the connections. You go to the Vatican, you look at, it's a no-brainer that the stadium that they have there, what are their stadium? It's got a serpent on there on both sides. You could see it in the stadium. I wish I would have splashed a picture. Maybe I'll get a picture and splash it up. But this is the bishop. This is the Pope. It's right here. The one with all the wisdom. Like I said, if you got a nine of clubs card, you were given by your genetics, your DNA, you were given a high degree of intelligence. That's a guarantee. Okay, so that's what happens when you're down here in this reality. You're part of the Titans. You get the wounded warrior, been here men through many lifetimes, and maybe, just maybe, the energy's stuck here. Okay. This is the Brotherhood of the Snake. So many different layers to look at that stuff, folks. I'm telling you. But it's all representing the underworld here. Okay, so that's why I wanted to spend some time on this. Let's move into the next topic now. If you weren't already blown away already, I mean, this is so valuable, this new methodology. I'm so excited to use it more and more in my decoding and share it with all of you. So let's get into the 100 now, right? Already kind of already showed the 100 through my example here. Okay, and I'm going to show you the connecting point here, but I want to show you how ridiculously scripted this lady's life is. I went on YouTube and I was watching a whole bunch of videos, interviews with her and her talking about her books and the movies and her going to the set of the 100 and interviewing the cast, and like it's just like just a typical normal person, right? Like Mallory Cass Morgan. She was born on July 21st. She's a Cancer, ladies and gentlemen. She is a Cancer. Cancer sits at the top, the moon, the 100. There it is, right there. Vedic astrology right there. Cancer, July 15th, August 14th. She's a July 21st. She sits in the middle. In the middle. Well, not in the middle, but at the very beginning of Cancer. Through Vedic sidereal, okay, right here. And then she came out with this book, The 100, published it on September 3rd. Look at the card that was the September 3rd date, the Eight of Diamonds. You can fit Lucifer's sigil right over the top of that. It's the 34th card in the deck, folks, which is a big deal because now I'm going to go to the chart. Remember that, it's the 34th card in the deck. Here it is. 34th card in the deck tied to the 34th element on the periodic table, selenium. Selenium comes from the Greek word selene, which means the moon. And the moon is the ruler of Cancer. And there's that 100 marker. This is her books, which became a series on CW. And the 100 is the marker of the 280 below in the underworld. You can take the 100 and add the 280 and you'll get 380. And you can put that into the golden ratio. You can put it into the measurements of pi. There's so many different layers. You can look and see what kind of prime number, if it is not a prime number, what prime number it's attached to. Folks, it's so many different layers to look at this. So she writes this book, which becomes a series. She is a Cancer. She's a Cancer, folks. And the 100 is in the sign of Cancer. It's in the ninth nakshatra Ashlesha. Remember what the 9 was? Go back up here. Tied to the Titans. Okay? These things, like Cancer is, you know, goes from, I think, just outside at 77, 76, all the way to 105 maybe, the span of it. These are no-brainers, ladies and gentlemen, right here. This is a big humdinger, the 100 marker, right here. Let's keep going with this. I have a little bit more to show you. Let's show you a different example. Now we're going to get into some more Judaism, some Old Testament, and now the story of the fallen angels themselves. They're called the Nephilim, right? And they give you the marker of 76. I'm going to place that up here. Here's the 76, and it's just right there at the starting point of Cancer. Okay, it's in the seventh nakshatra now. Okay, in the seventh nakshatra, and it marks down here in the underworld at 256 in the 21st nakshatra. Uttara Ashada. So you have the 7 and the 21. 7 plus 21 is 28. 28 is Lucifer. Okay, tied to the Nephilim. In the story, in this context. So let's talk about this alchemy now. So Nephilim being 76, the marker is in the seventh nakshatra. That's going to tie to the seventh element called nitrogen. What do you see here? 7 and 1, 4. What are the numbers of Lucifer? According to Manly P. Hall, they're 741. Well, it's right there on that element nitrogen. There it is. 7 of nitrogen is the 7 of hearts. And there you go. There's the two tickets to paradise again. Remember Neptunium and all that, the very beginning? Two tickets to paradise, the 7 of, this is the choosing. Like, I'm going to go play the game. I'm going to go on vacation. So, yeah, there is the story of the fallen angels coming down to hump with the women. And that's in the story. But then there's also this side story of Spirit wanting to come down here and play the game. It's really interesting because Bill Gates, that's it, and Anthony Fauci, they both have this as their birth card. Okay, just so you know. Okay, and then we have now the 21, the Nashakshar 21, where 256 is the marker at the bottom, and we have the card number 21, which is the Eight of Clubs. This is sits in space 35. This is the card that regulates the simulation. Okay, this one does. It converts into the Eight of Wands, card number 30. The word Demiurge equals 30. The word Jehovah equals 30. The word Santa Claus equals 30. The word Nazareth equals 30. The word lightning equals 30. Okay, all in the underworld, folks. Okay, all in the underworld, and it's just right on that marker of Capricorn Sagittarius, right in between both of them. And this is going to be tied to this element called Scandium. Remember, this is 21. Scandium's 21. Scandium's going to be tied to the number 44 and the number 45. This is going to be isotope 45. So we can take the 45 and we can add the 14 to it right up here. 14 and 44 or 45. This is going to be isotope 45, and that's just going to give us 59. And the words, the game of life equals 59, forbidden fruit equals 59, contract with God equals 59. It's all tied to the game of life, this whole thing, folks. And then you get into these two elements right here to kind of cap this off. Okay, we have selenium here, and it has the atomic mass of 76.91. Okay, matching the 76 of the Nephilim. Selenium comes from the Greek word selene, which means the moon. So this is clearly saying that the 100 fit in here. Maybe these are criminals. Maybe they started off as criminals up in the spiritual realm and they got thrown down here. And this is the whole story of Tartarus and the Greek mythology and the Olympians throwing the Titans down into this reality. Just so many different layers into this. And the portal being the moon. And there's the 76. You know, the gas station 76. And then you have the 100 down here. Why fermium? Because it has one of its isotopes 256. There it is. Now it's in the underworld. The 100 are now in the underworld. And that's underground. The grounders in the 100, if you watch the show. So let's highlight this 100. Let's talk about this 100 a little bit more through the blood. And see exactly what this marker means here. So I'm going to go correlate it back to the blood again one more time. Okay, I'm going to start with my base through numerology. Blood is 23. I'm going to mark this now at space 23. Okay, space, and this is tied to all of us now, folks. And these are the two elements. It seems like there are normally two elements that will bridge the gap, and they will pair up, and it will be like. A magnesium and sodium, when you add them up, you get 23, right? And they both, like magnesium has an atomic weight of 23.98. This is going to be isotope 24. Sodium has 22.99. They're going to round up. It's going to be isotope 23. So these two, it seems like they pair up, sodium and magnesium. Magnesium is going to be tied to Pisces. And this is where Pisces would sit on the flip side of this chart. If you read it from your astrology, if you have an astrology, read your chart, Pisces will be in the 12th position right here. 12, okay? And then 23, the marker for 23 all the way across sits in marker 203. And 203, ladies and gentlemen, is tied to these two elements right here. Mercury and thallium. Again, two of them. This right here is the numerology for the tree of life. So think about what I'm showing you here. The tree of life, there's the 46. Remember what 46 was tied to? 106, and backtrack and look at this again, is the 80 Mercury. 203, 203, all the way tied to blood. So your blood incarnates down here, and now you have Mercury, the tree of life. And then you have thallium number 81. 80 and 81 is 161. What's so fascinating about this, ladies and gentlemen, is this guy right here, Eddie Money. Again, scripted reality. He didn't get to choose his birthday. And I doubt he put it here to mock you to get this way. Here's his birthday, March 21st. Right there. Now you tell me whether or not you think this guy didn't have a choice. He sings a song, Two Tickets to Paradise. He was born on the 80th/81st day of the year. There are the two elements that have that 203. Here is the tree of life and tree of knowledge. I know they're going to add on good and evil and all that stuff, but it's the tree of life and tree of knowledge. Same tree, right there, tied to our blood. Two tickets to paradise, folks. Won't you pack your bags and leave tonight? That's why he sang the song. That's why he sang the song. Even his death date, September 13th, 21 plus 13, 34. There's tree in Hebrew. You see? There's no escaping this code, folks. He didn't get to choose his death day, and he didn't do it to mock you to get it to 34. That's ridiculous. We live in a scripted reality. I don't care what kind of stories you want to add in about fallen angels. We talk about Nephilim. It doesn't matter. It's all scripted anyway. We are in a movie. This is a movie, folks. Let's keep going. I have a few more slides left. Let's give you some pictures of the blood and the way we incarnate here. It's in the third nakshatra here. Kritika. Kritika means knife. And when you get a knife and stab somebody, you get blood. It's just so comical with all this stuff to me. I'm not saying it's fun to get stabbed, but I'm saying it's comical when you look at these examples. So the 23rd numerology output of blood ties to the 23rd card in the deck called the 10 of clubs. These are the castles or rooks on the chessboard. And to get the picture, we convert it to the tarot. We get card number 31/32. It's the 10 of wands. Now, I know this to be true, folks. Our blood is our DNA, and there's the DNA right there. There's the, see the double helix? I'm just going to use my cursor right there with these sticks that this individual is carrying. The double helix is right there. You can't miss it. Coincidence? Absolutely not. Did Rider-Waite and company know this? Did they do this on purpose? I mean, maybe. Very, very good chance, but I mean, how do these things all connect like this? Now we're adding another layer onto this. And you get Taurus, the bull god. Across the way, Scorpio, you have the devil, you have the devil's horns, the devil's tail. Okay? And you have 3 and 1, 7. You have the Nakshatra 3, and you have Nakshatra 17, the star card. 317 is a permutation of 137, which is the 33rd prime number. So many ways to keep doing this, ladies and gentlemen. What about the 203 to get the card? Well, we have to reduce down because there is no 203 cards. There's only 52. So we do the rules of the cards of illumination. Once again, you get the total and you subtract 52 cards for the total amount in the deck and you get it till you get below 52. And we have to do it 4 times and we get to the finalization of the number 47. This is Tetragrammaton. Scripted reality is 47. And it just so happens that it's my birth card. Of course. This is the reason why I was here to show you this. This is part of my incarnation, ladies and gentlemen. I'm doing my job, my responsibility. And this is the tarot card to show you the picture. Card number 57/58. Puppet Master, trapped and limited. See, once you incarnate through blood, that's it. You're trapped. Do we ever get out of here? Are we just prisoners? Are we? This is just a soul trap. So many different ways to slice or dice this down. So many different ways to slice this down, folks. But these are kind of no-brainers. Scripted reality 47, tied to our blood. Mercury, thallium, 161, the golden ratio. So to finish this off with a bang, let's go to the solar spread chart number 23, which ties to the blood, which is tied to the movie. You're inside of a movie, folks. That's why 23 is the luckiest number in numerology. 23, solar spread 23. Remember, you have 8 known blood types. You're going to be one of these. Forget the RH factors and all that. I'm talking about the base fundamental of your blood. O, A, B, A, B. 8 of them. And so we go to space number 23, and look at what card is here. It's the Eight of Hearts, matching the eight known blood types, which is Solar Spread 23, which is tied to the movie and blood. And the Eight of Hearts, which is card number eight, converts into the Eight of Cups. And this is card 44. The word underworld equals 44. And this is the Vision Quest. This is spirit into matter. Already showed this. This is going to be tied to oxygen and the incarnation aspect from Cancer, Pushya, and the moon. Okay. I mean, even this, the Eight of Spades, is in the category of the eights. Folks, these are undeniable, these layers. I got one more to show you, and that's going to be this right here. We're going to now go to space 44 to match the 44th card here for the Eight of Hearts, and now we go to the Two of Cups. And the Two of Cups is a card of contracts. This is your contract. This is the communion. This is signing up. This is like, okay, I'm going to go on vacation. Okay, this is your doppelganger. Okay, that's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be card number 37/38. This is going to be tied to the binary system. This is your contract, folks. This is going on a spiritual quest. Spirit into matter, becoming a human being, becoming part of the movie, becoming part of the video game, videos 23, and then having a contract in space 44, which matches the word underworld right there. Okay. Yeah. You're seeing it now, ladies and gentlemen, especially this is the big humdinger. I mean, eight known blood types and it sits in space number 23. Really? This is the eighth card, just to get the picture. See what I'm saying, folks? We live in a script area. This system's so amazing. It's so magical. Along with, of course, now this new toy that we all have and we can use. Okay? So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The end. I would really love to hear what you saw. I know this was new, but I would really love to hear what you saw. I'm probably going to come out with a tutorial on how to use this a little more. Maybe do a little class. Those of you that may be interested, just send me an email if you are interested, or just leave your name or comment below if you're interested. If I do a class to teach this new methodology right here, you know, along with the cards, I have to do a class on the cards because obviously the value in the bingo spaces is so huge, tied to numerology. But you can start to see, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff all fits. It all synchronizes. Movies, mainstream, esoteric, cards, tarot, numbers, mathematics. And now this 360-degree compass. Absolutely just mind-blowing. So we'd love to hear what you saw. Keep your comments coming. That's all I got for today. My name is Logan for Decode Your Reality. Until next time, we will see you later.